This isn't the first time Narrow Pro-Choice America has come out against Roberts. Last month, the group ran an attack ad linking Roberts to an abortion clinic bomber. Narrow pulled the ad after it was called false by a political watchdog group, not to mention some of its own allies. Organization President Nancy Keenan says at this point she's traveling the country urging lawmakers on the Senate Judiciary Committee to ask tough questions of Roberts. She says Wisconsin was her first stop on the campaign because both Senators Russ Feingold and Herb Kohl sit on the panel.
And then there will be other states, because it's not only about the Judiciary Committee. I'm headed to Oregon and other states so that we target specific senators to say, look, if this nominee gets to the floor of the Senate, from corner to corner of this country, people have got to take a serious look and vote no.
The anti-abortion group Pro-Life Wisconsin says it's taking more of a wait-and-see approach during the nomination process. Lobbyist Matt Sandy says his members are happy with Roberts, namely a brief in which he criticized the way Roe v. Wade was decided. Sandy says there's a reason abortion rights groups are lobbying against Roberts.
NARAL, Pro-Choice America, and others want nothing less than President Bush's nominees to support unfettered abortion on demand. They will accept nothing else. And John Roberts is not their man.
Roberts' confirmation hearings are scheduled to begin Monday at noon. The court's next term formally begins early next month. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.